All right, it happened like this. I was chilling with one of my boys, right, and he had some shrooms, and I mean, I ain't never tried no hallucinogens before, you know what I'm saying? So he asked me to try it. I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I tried it, then I stood up.
Yo, then it was like, all of a sudden, I stepped in this room, noticed her sitting under the spotlight, generated by a 60-watt blacklight. Uh-huh. She was dressed in all white, emitting a glow of a star. Into the northern part of the room, my focus was consumed. Okay. Yo, her face faces mine, so her eyes meet, all right? Opening a portal where locust stings bring blisters, but no pain was felt, for my energy was drained. You see, I thought it was a trap of one of Billie Jean's sisters. But something compelled me, so I still kissed her apocalypse with passion. Then I heard whispers. My first thought was dashing, second was laughing, third was asking if I could get some aspirin, cause my head was pounding. Then the strobe light started. She stayed in a chair, still gave me the same stare, then attention parted. Did I mention she was beautiful? She had a body with some attributes that seemed useful. Too much for one night. But I could break away. For some reason, I decided to stay.
What for?
See, she teetered the scale where my attention span was weighed. Okay. It was like she was the overseer and I was the slave. Cause my froze toes had no action. I shouldn't have tripped. This is freaking me out. Hopefully this high will be soon passing. But it's lasting and lasting like the Energizer with alkalines. Every flash of the strobe lights making my sanity hard to find. Where am I at?
I don't know.
And who is this creature? Can I leave the floor seats and please move to the bleachers? Cause I keep watching. Then her face changed. She started to move, her hands turned to claws, but she glowed as the moon. I was ready to lose my lunch, but I had Nathan's breakfast.
What the fuck? The
rhythm in my chest became erratic and restless. She looked like a beast out of Paradise Lost who was on a search to recover it no matter the cost. I tried to convince her that whatever she misplaced, it wasn't in my possession and I didn't have it.
Bad idea.
Then she fucking sliced my body in half with a laugh and waited for my spirit to drift. Damn, then she grabbed it.
The fuck you mean she grabbed it?
Damn,
I don't even know what to say to that.
The fuck you mean?
That's crazy.
We got a multiple 666 here.